White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 10th, 1903. My dear son, Willie, it is Friday afternoon. Last night I thought that at this time this morning I should be 2 hours on my way to Healdsburg. But instead, I am sitting on my lounge writing to you. The way seemed to close up against my going to Healdsburg. Sarah is not well, and my carriage was not ready. So I decided to stay at home. But I think that perhaps I shall go to Healdsburg the first of next week. I have not changed my mind in regard to the moving of the printing plant from Battle Creek. I believe that this should be done, not in a rash, inconsistent way, but wisely and judiciously. Those men who deem it a virtue to oppose every move made to take the publishing work from Battle Creek, and who look upon the burning of the two institutions there as meaning nothing in rebuke and chastisement, will feel a still more severe stroke of judgment. I would say to those who have been enlightened by the Spirit of God, move forward in obedience to the Lord's will, relying wholly upon Him. The course that is being taken by some confirms the testimony given me by the Lord that His Spirit will not always strive with men. The developments that have already taken place show what may be expected from those who have long had light and evidence, but who refuse to see their danger and repent. The actions of these men give no promise that were the publishing work left in Battle Creek, it would be carried on in harmony with the Lord's will. Their strength is not in the Lord God of Israel, but in the arm of the law. They are determined to carry out their own human devising. For a long time, their opposition to the pure, holy principles of truth has been strengthening, till at last the Lord saw that it was necessary to send consuming fire upon His institutions in Battle Creek. The large number of patients at the Battle Creek Sanitarium is not an assurance that God ordered that things should be as they are. Men may interpret it thus, but it is no sign that the institution is where God would have it. The statements made in regard to the grand future of the sanitarium make my heart sick and sore. The Lord alone is to be served. The Lord alone is to be glorified. If we depend on Him, we shall be guided in safe paths. But we cannot safely depend on the judgment of worldly-minded Sabbath keepers who are not willing to obey the pure principles of the truth for this time. If those who have a knowledge of the warnings that have come from the lips of the greatest teacher the world has ever known are not convinced by them that the end of all things is at hand, what will convince them? Nothing but the reality, and then it will be too late for them to turn to God. Then every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 13. Let us study the first chapter of Paul's epistle to the Corinthians. He says, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by Him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Verses 3 to 9. How wonderful are the possibilities and probabilities placed within the reach of those who believe. Now I beseech you, brethren, Paul continues, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Verse 10. Those who are united with Christ will have an experience corresponding to that outlined in these words. Friday afternoon. I laid this letter aside this morning and went to St. Helena. Now I shall have to close it without writing as much as I desired to, for the Sabbath is drawing on. Today we received your card saying that you would soon be in Battle Creek. I hope and pray that you have been greatly blessed by God. Keep out of controversy. Do not be cast down or troubled. Be cheerful. Do not allow yourself to be discouraged. Let there be one voice among those who are trying to set things in order. The Lord is good, and I fully believe that it is His will that the publishing work shall be moved from Battle Creek. But in this we are to move so wisely that those who are opposed cannot block our way. I wish that while you are in Battle Creek, you would see Sister Hall and ask her if she would not be willing to leave the sale of her property in good hands and come to California. I want her here with us.
I will send you with this a copy of my talk before the Healdsburg School Board. I do not think that the talk was written out quite as fully as I gave it, but what has been written out will give you an idea of what was said. I hope that this talk will help the brethren there. Our schools must understand that physical labor was imposed by God on every member of the human family, not as a curse, but as a blessing. The physical and mental powers of the students in our schools should be proportionately taxed. A field of wheat cannot be produced without the breaking up plow. The Lord is wise, and man is foolish. This morning, Sarah and I rode down to see Sister Heisemann. I wish that I had time to give you a full account of our conversation with her. She told me that she used to be an invalid, sick and suffering. At that time, they had no home of their own. They purchased the place on which they are now living. The ground is very good, but the house is rather old. While Brother Heisemann worked at his trade, Sister Heisemann began to cultivate the garden connected with the house. She says that at first she was able to work only for a short time, and then her back would ache so severely that she would be obliged to go into the house and lie down. But gradually she gained in health and strength, and now she can work for a long time without getting tired. She does most of the gardening, and this morning she took pride in showing us her growing crops. Her hands are hard, but her health is greatly improved. She says that in the past she has spent much time in sanitariums, but that all the treatment she received did not do her so much good as her work in the open air has done her. The physical exercise was just what she needed. Sister Heisemann takes great pleasure in her home. I am so happy, she said this morning. I never had a home before. They are going to build a new house as soon as they can, but they are determined not to go into debt. Whenever they have a little money to spare, they buy some timber, and as soon as they have sufficient, Brother Heisemann will put up the house. The benefit that Sister Heisemann's work in the garden has been to her is a lesson for us all. It shows what such work would accomplish for the patients at our sanitariums. It would work a cure without drugs. Oh, how many invalids might be healed if the Lord's methods were followed. Weak and trembling, Sister Heisemann began her work, and now she is strong and well. Her outdoor exercise has surrounded her with an atmosphere of serenity. She has indeed been greatly blessed. She is full of peace and happiness. Her weakness has gone. The satisfaction of seeing what she could do has strengthened her purpose to do more. I asked her if she had education. Oh, yes, she said. I get your books as soon as they are placed on the market. Maggie has come for this letter, so I must close. May God bless you, and those who with you are fighting the battle of the Lord. Pray, pray without ceasing, and let nothing disturb your confidence in God. I want so much to tell every one of our people not to dwell on the dark side of the picture, but on the bright side, the side of faith and hope and courage. I want to tell our ministers not to be afraid to bear the testimony of the word without flinching. We know in whom we have believed. Let us trust in God with unwavering faith. In much love,